KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking high school volleyball play from last night, the Atlantic volleyball season came to a close Wednesday night with a 3-0 loss at Red Oak in the opening round of the Class 3A playoffs. The Tigers pounced early with 5-point runs at the beginning of the first game and near the start of the second game to grab control. The Tigers ended up taking every game by a 25-11 score. Red Oak was able to put some nice point runs together, and Atlantic couldn't do the same themselves all night. Atlantic head coach Michelle Blake said that was the big story in the match.
Yeah, we actually talked about that after the first set. We didn't have a single run more than 2 points in a row in the first set. And that's not the game of volleyball. You have to be able to sustain runs and put runs together in order to win games. And you can't let the other team have 5 and 6 point runs, and then you have 1 and 2 point runs and still win the game. So, and again, like you said, we can't dig ourselves into a hole just to start the game. We have to have the ability to come back from that and flush those mistakes and get over those fears and cut those runs off so that we can get the ball back and move forward.
Sophie Walker, Chloe Johnson, and Lexi Johnson had very strong nights at the net for the Tigers, and Atlantic couldn't match that consistency. Coach Blake said mental mistakes also cost her team.
I think it was the second set, maybe it was the first set, you know, we're down 5-0, 6-0, whatever it was, and we get the ball back and we serve the ball in the net. That just can't happen. Those things can't happen, and part of that is just a lack of focus and getting mentally tougher and learning how to compete.
The Tigers improved to 31-6 on the season, and they'll host a regional semifinal match against Shenandoah next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, while Atlantic sees their season end with a record of 6-36. Also in Class 3A Region 3 play last night, Shenandoah advancing with a 3-0 sweep over Clarinda. Des Moines Christian beats Saydell in 3, and Creston swept 3 from Clark. In Class 3A Region 2, Kemper Catholic a 3-game sweep over Greene County. OABCIG beat Bishop Heelan Catholic in 3 straight. Humboldt down Cherokee Washington also in 3 straight, while Algona beat Southeast Valley 3-2. In Class 4A Region 1 play, Lamar's over Storm Lake 3 in a row. Denison beat Spencer 3 straight. In Class 4A Region 2, Harlan a 3-2 winner over ADM, while Norwalk beat Winterset 3-1. And in Class 5A Region 2, Thomas Jefferson over Sioux City West in 3 straight. Those winners advance. Also around the area last night in high school cross country, today they'll have their state qualifying meets, but yesterday the rankings were released. In Class 1A girls, Logan Magnolia is top rated with AHSTW number 8, Tri-Center number 12. In 1A boys, Nottoway Valley is ranked 3rd, while St. Albert is ranked number 11 and Tri-Center is 12th. Also in the Class 2A girls rankings, ACGC is 9, Panorama is at number 10. Class 3A girls, Harlan is 4th, Glenwood is 12th, and in 3A boys, Harlan is ranked number 14 in this week's polling. Also in the rankings, individually, in Class 1A on the girls' side, Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center is top-rated, with Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia number 3, Taylor Spohr is ranked 10th, Grace Slater of Audubon is 16th, Kylie Morrison of Logan Magnolia 19th, and Sophia Broers of Nottoway Valley is number 30. In 1A boys, Josh Bowdler of Nottoway Valley is top-rated, with Bennett Heisterkamp of St. Albert ranked 4th, Noah Jorgensen of Sydney ranked 5th, Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley is 21st, his teammate Ben Breheny rated 24th. In the Class 2A girls rankings, Kate Crawford of ACGC is rated 3rd, Ella Waddle of Panorama 5th, Tori Castle of Trainer is 12th, Mason Hartley of Clarinda 22nd, and Riley Sloss of ACGC rated 26th. In the 2A boys rankings, Loudon Foster of West Central Valley is 4th ranked. In 3A girls, Braylon Baker of Creston is ranked 19th. Lucy Borkowski of Harlan ranked 24th. 3A boys, Trey Gross of Harlan rated 14th. Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic ranked 17th. Class 4A boys, Wemoc Gilo of Thomas Jefferson ranked 30th in this week's rankings. Now, as mentioned, the state qualifying cross-country meets are set for today around the state. All those meets will have either 3 or 4 o'clock start times. Atlantic will host a Class 3A meet at the Nishna Hills Golf Course today. The girls' race set to go at 4 o'clock. The boys will follow at 4:30. Atlantic will be competing with ADM, Boone, Carlisle, Creston, Denison, Glenwood, Greene County, Harlan, Kemper Catholic, North Polk, Perry, and Saydell. Also around the area tonight, some of those local meets in Class 1A. Ridgeview will host a meet that will include some teams from the region, including Booyer Valley. Also, Logan Magnolia will be a part of that meet, along with St. Albert's and Tri-Center. West Harrison, West Monona, Woodbine, all will be a part of that meet today. Mount Air will also host a meet in Class 1A with AHSTW, Audubon, Bedford, Cam, Coon Rapids, Bayard. Several other area teams, including Exira EHK, Fremont Mills, Griswold, IKM Manning, Nottoway Valley, Riverside, Southwest Valley, Sydney, Stanton. A lot of those teams will be participating at Mount Air today. Also, 2A, most of the area teams will be competing at Panorama High School today. Panora will host that meet. ACGC will be among the teams, along with Clarinda, Green County, Missouri Valley, Panorama, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Trainer, Underwood, West Central Valley will all be competing at that location. We mentioned Atlantic will host that 3A meet today, and also the 4A meet will be hosted by Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln for this area, as the Council Bluffs Schools, AL, TJ, and Lewis Central will all be a part of that meet today. Well, strong pitching and a tsunami of late-inning offense have allowed the Washington Nationals to head home with a 2-0 lead in the World Series against the Houston Astros. The Nats erupted for 10 runs over their last three at-bats and rolled to a 12-3 rout of the Astros. Kurt Suzuki's solo homer broke a 2-2 tie and ignited the Nationals' 6-run seventh inning off of losing pitcher Justin Verlander and Ryan Pressly. Asdrubal Cabrera and Ryan Zimmerman followed with 2-run singles to give Washington a 6-run cushion, and the lead continued to grow with Adam Eaton's 2-run blast in the eighth inning. Cabrera capped his 3-RBI night with a run-scoring single later in the eighth, and Michael A. Taylor went deep for a solo shot in the ninth inning. Anthony Rendon doubled home a pair of runs just three batters into the game to put Washington on top. The Astros immediately responded as Alex Bregman ended a 3-for-22 skid with a 2-run homer in the bottom of the first off winning pitcher Steven Strasburg. Strasburg struck out 7 and worked around 7 hits to improve to 4-0 this postseason. Verlander was reached for 4 runs and 7 hits over 6-plus innings to fall to 1-3 in the postseason. Two of his 3 walks came around to score. The Nationals have won 8 straight since falling behind 2-1 against the Dodgers in the National League Division Series. Game 3 is set for Friday in Washington. With top receiver Brandon Smith sidelined, Iowa's running game will need to pick up some slack at Northwestern. After totaling 71 yards and losses to Michigan and Penn State, the ground game showed signs of life with 102 yards and a win over Purdue. Here's junior running back Mekhi Sargent.
We can't be a one-dimensional team. We have to be able to run the ball as well as pass. And a guy like Brandon going down, you know, that gives other guys, you know, an opportunity to step up when their number's called. Brandon is an important piece to our offense, but, you know, it's part of football.
And it's not come easy against the Wildcats. The Hawkeyes managed only 64 yards at a 14-10 loss a year ago and tallied only 89 yards 2 years ago in a 17-10 overtime loss in Evanston.
They're extremely well coached. You know, they have their schemes that they want to run against us, and they do a good job at executing them. You know, overall, I think they're very well coached, and they, you know, play sound assignment football. And, you know, I think that's a big reason as to why, you know, these games have been low scoring.
That's Iowa quarterback Nate Stanley. Sophomore safety Jack Kerner says the Hawkeyes are more focused on their 3-game losing streak in the series and not Northwestern's 1-5 record.
They've had our number, so we're the ones that need to step up and, you know, shift that momentum from these past couple of years. And, you know, we just need to know that they're going to give us their best shot like they do every year. And, you know, we just need to go out there and, you know, play tough because we know they're going to play us tough.
We'll have that game for you Saturday morning. 11 o'clock is kickoff. 9 o'clock the pregame start time here on the radio. Sophomore quarterback Brock Purdy leads an Iowa State offense that ranks 15th nationally heading into Saturday's game against Oklahoma State. The Cyclones are 5-2 and are averaging just over 40 points during their current 3-game winning streak.
Honestly, I have a lot of help around me, and all the guys, offensive linemen, receivers, running backs, they're making plays. And, you know, all of us right now, I just feel like we're helping each other out, and we help each other just be competitive as possible. So I gave all the credit to the culture Coach Campbell has built.
Purdy says he's trying to keep things simple.
I don't try to think too much, like, oh, the defense thinks I'm going to do this or that. If I start to do that, I feel like I'm just overthinking things, and I feel like I play my best when I keep things simple. And it's a game, I understand that, and it's 4 quarters, and all I got to do is just, you know, get the ball to an open receiver and hand the ball off in the right direction. So I just keep things simple. That's honestly all that I do.
Cyclones and the Cowboys will face off at 2:30 up in Ames on Saturday. Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has sent an email to parents of his players refuting a report saying representatives are working on his departure from the school. In an email, a copy of which was obtained by the Associated Press, Harbaugh says the idea that he's looking to leave his alma mater is not true. He says it happens every year by unspecified enemies to disrupt the program and impact recruiting. Harbaugh is in the fifth season of a seven-year contract and is 43-16 since taking over the program. The University of Oklahoma says the Sooner Schooner will not run the rest of the season after it tipped over during a home game against West Virginia. The schooner will be repaired and used for viewing purposes, but not run. A new schooner is under construction and should be ready to run its customary loop on the field for the spring game in 2020. That mishap came after a second quarter touchdown during Oklahoma's 52-14 win on Saturday. School officials say there were no injuries to the three student spirit group members riding the wagon or the horses that pull it. In NFL news, Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid isn't ruling out quarterback Patrick Mahomes for Sunday's game against the Green Bay Packers. Mahomes was expected to miss several games after dislocating a kneecap in last week's blowout win at Denver, but he was expected to throw during Wednesday's practice, raising the possibility the NFL's reigning league MVP could return sooner than expected from a dislocated kneecap. Reid said backup Matt Moore will continue to prepare as if he's the one against the Packers. Drake basketball coach Darren DeVries feels the Bulldog program has a lot of momentum heading into the new season. In his first season as coach, DeVries led a team with 11 new players to a 24-10 record and a share of the Missouri Valley Conference regular season title.
You know, you turn that page and now it's everybody's back to square one again, and our group is no different than anybody else. So they've done a good job of managing that, but also in kind of embracing those expectations and wanting those expectations to be on them.
He says there are six new players on this team, and DeVries says there's a lot more depth.
The challenge in our locker room is when you increase your depth is how do you handle it? And, you know, is the team and winning the most important thing to you, or is it about you? And if everybody handles it right, we have a chance to be really good. And the teams that don't, they tend to struggle.
DeVries says they may get senior forward Tramell Murphy back at some point. Murphy was charged last month for his part in an accidental shooting at his off-campus home. Clinton native and 6'10 senior Brady Ernst is not practicing right now. The transfer from Florida Gulf Coast underwent off-season knee and back surgery. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.